One of the challenges with the Reviver's resurrection mechanic was training players that the Reviver was the target, and the zombie was effectively just an inert vehicle that could not be damaged. This was a significant departure from what we had been training players to expect. Up until this point in the game, players would see a zombie, shoot at it, and as long as they hit it enough times, it would die. The Reviver breaks that expectation, and in early tests, players thought the game was broken when the zombie wouldn't die or even react to being shot. We had to make a number of changes to revive zombies to train players that this behavior was intentional. First, we designed the revived zombie's introduction animation to use particle effects and audio to draw attention to the changes that result in this new type of combat. Second, we substituted in dull particle and impact sounds to make shooting the zombie feel less impactful than it did in previous encounters with ordinary non-revived zombies. And finally, we modified the revived zombie so that it doesn't play any flinch animation or respond to bullet impacts, further communicating to players that its behavior is different. We also used the Reviver itself to illustrate the new combat experience. Electrical effects were added to indicate the Reviver's movement inside the zombie, with a bright pop and glow as it emerged at a new location on the zombie's body. With these new visuals and satisfying impact sounds and screeches from the Reviver when hit, playtesters were no longer confused and consistently enjoyed the new combat mechanic.